95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, Friday, and you know what that means. Riggs intern Steve and Josh from SR Prod. It's time for another Morning Hog Brew Review. Yeah, man.
Woo!
Hi, Josh.
Good morning. How's it going?
Happy Super Bowl weekend to you, my friend.
Yeah.
While these beers are in no way affiliated with the Super Bowl, it is a good time to think about what you're going to be imbibing in on Sunday, and I feel like you've got the entire lineup.
We have a large lineup, actually.
I love this.
Yeah. So we actually have two different variety packs, new variety packs from Sierra Nevada today.
Oh,
I'm pretty excited about it because both variety packs have a couple new products in it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Look out.
Yeah.
Sweet. I like this. We're about to get... Now, I have in my possession at home, which I've been hoarding and having one every other day so I can make it last longer, one of these packs that we're starting out with, right?
Yes. So do you want to start off with the Little Thing Party Pack or the Hoppy Sampler?
Steve, what's your pleasure?
Let's go Little Thing Party Pack.
All right, Hoppy Sampler. Okay, Little Thing Party Pack. All right, let's do it. All right,
so this is a 12-pack variety. Comes in cans.
Okay.
The other variety packs in bottles, so a little bit of variance there.
Okay.
Sierra Nevada, over the last 3 or 4 years now, have really concentrated on this Little Things line.
Yes.
So we've seen Hazy Little Thing, Wild Little Thing, Big Little Thing, and now we have Sunny Little Thing as well.
Ooh.
Which is a wheat beer.
Okay.
Citrus beer. So we have 8 different beers today. I say we go for about half of those and try some of the new ones and maybe one or two of the old guys.
I like that.
I'm so game.
That way we can still stand up. By noon or something. Yeah.
Right. And we can talk about the other ones while we're there. I think we should start and open up with Wild Little Thing, which is their slightly sour.
Let's do it.
Wild I'm excited about little this
thing. I'm excited because I want you to see the color on this thing.
I want to see it.
So this is going to clock in at 5.5%.
Okay.
Some of those sours out there, as soon as they hit your throat, it's almost offensive.
Right. It's an attack.
Really sour.
Right.
But, this one shouldn't be nearly as bad. That's why it's a slightly sour.
Look at that.
Okay.
Look at that.
Beautiful color on it.
That is delightful looking.
Yeah.
Nice dark red.
Oof.
You almost wore that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Now your floor did.
By the way, we're shooting this in 3D this week. So if you check out the video coming soon to 957thehog.com and our Morning Hog YouTube channel. Okay. So right away, I'm getting some... Some sour.
Yep.
There's some fruit happening there.
Oh,
it wants me to drink it.
Smell the cherries.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So tons of flavor. Yeah. A little bit of sour on the back end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not puckering or anything like that, but it's very enjoyable. It's still clearly a sour, which is really nice.
Oh man, that's really good.
But so, like I said, the other ones in here, Hazy Little Thing, we've talked about multiple times.
Right.
I believe it's one of your guys' favorite beers out there.
It's our standard when we're at fine places like Dave and Buster's we go.
Yeah, there you
every
go.
Time we go there, they got the Hazy's ready for us.
I mean, as soon as we walk in, they have it in their hands already opened.
There you go.
Now, this one is in the variety pack.
So this is in the variety pack, also available in six-pack cans.
Really? Oh, good. Okay. All right. So if you want to go... If you want to go full sour for a weekend, nothing wrong with that. But you might as well balance it out and get this variety pack. All right, now the newbie. Have you had this yet?
I have not.
Oh, look at this. It's time for the first timer. Let's get this thing. Yes.
So this is Sunny Little Thing. It's their citrus wheat ale.
All right.
They've, dabbled with wheats in the past, but this is one that they're really going to, kind of propel forward, in my opinion.
Okay.
You get a 12-pack variety. You get how many, Steve?
Hang on. He's doing the math right now.
Three.
Yeah, you're getting way better at this.
Wow,
yeah.
I know.
Wow, it's really good.
My math
skills are evolving.
Okay, this definitely smells citrusy, but not like an attack citrus. It smells like a sweet orange almost.
Right. Ooh, that smells good.
Oh, that's really good. That is obviously way different than the wild, but...
In my opinion, it's one of the most different things that Sierra probably does compared to the rest of their lineup, I guess you could say.
Right, but you brought us some other wheat ales from other brewers. It's not like that. It's not like the other wheat ales.
You get a really, really good citrus notes right up front. A little bit of sweetness. The wheat is present as well. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Now, right now, these are only available in the variety pack.
Okay.
So you'll have to get the variety pack to sample this out.
Not a bad idea.
I assume at some point it'll... show up in six packs, but right now that's where it's at.
Okay,
nice and subtle.
It's special. It's like a special treat. You buy the variety pack, and you get three little one of a kind gems.
Right.
There are three of a kind technically.
So speaking of the last one, there we have the last one in the variety pack is a Big Little Thing.
Okay,
which is their Imperial IPA.
Okay, Steve says, Steve, by the way, Steve has been hoarding these at his house.
Give you a can once we leave.
Yeah, I have a 12 pack at my house.
9%.
And I've had it for like a month. Haven't even tapped it
yet. He's saving it. He's saving it for the big game.
You might as well save it for the big game.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. He's going to get sideways on Sunday. Boy, that is a great flavor. And one, like you said, not like anything else from Sierra Nevada that I've had. It's got more edge
this
to
has,
it.
Yeah, edge is a good word because it's very pronounced in each flavor profile.
Yeah.
Whereas some of it, other beers out there kind of get subdued by other flavor profiles in there. So.
I dig it. All right.
It's awesome.
All right, Sierra Nevada, you're giving us a good ride into this big Super Bowl weekend. By the way, we're going to make our big game picks coming up.
Oh, that's
not
easy.
Super Bowl picks, but big game picks is coming up. Morning Hawk Brew Review. Josh from SR Parade right there. More coming up on 95.7 The Hawk.